What's up, guys? This video is entitled How They Plan to Take Away Your Children or Try to Take Away Your Children Legally. And this is quite disturbing because it does have legislation involved where in many states they are passing laws to actually use this fake plandemic to invade your home and take your children away. I'm going to let this person read you the information. I'm mirroring it from my Facebook page.
All right. Just so everyone can see, one more. My COVID. Facebook's going to be stupid to me this morning, so hopefully this stays going. I'm going to show you the legislation that New York is passing that's going to show you how the state is putting in place, and there are many states doing this, but since I'm in New York, I'm just going to show you the state, what the state is doing and has been doing, and this is how they're legally going to take your children from you. They're actually going to use this to take you out of your home, too, during the permanent second lockdown that's coming. This is how they're going to remove people. You know, we keep talking about these camps they're going to take you to. They're going to use these outbreaks, these positive tests, how they've been conditioning all of you to go get tested. Even if you don't have symptoms, go get tested, track and trace everybody. If you've been exposed, you keep hearing about these fake exposures, even though the Department of Health never lines up with these fake exposures. They're conditioning you to get used to this. And during the second lockdown, they're going to be removing your children from you in these public schools. This is why we're screaming at the top of our lungs to keep your children home, keep your children close to you. So I'm going to show you in New York State, and this is true in the other states too. You can look this up. But since I'm in New York State, I'm going to show you New York State. They've been putting these legislation, these bills in place, and they're passing them under your noses to be able to remove you from your home with suspicion of this fake virus. Now, this virus doesn't even exist. The PCR testing that they're doing when they do this test on you doesn't isolate any COVID-19 because there is no such thing as COVID-19. Everyone that's died from complications from flu, pneumonia, or other illnesses. They forged these death certificates, but the test itself doesn't isolate anything called COVID-19. There is nothing that can isolate a COVID-19. This has been fakery since the beginning, and they even tell you this on the CDC. So not only is it fakery, but they tell you it. But I'm going to turn this around, and I'm going to show you what they're putting in place, just so you know. So make sure you share this out to people. So I have right here NewYorkSenate.gov legislation bills. We're going to click on that. So you'll see the assembly bill, the New York State Senate. Let me clear out my COVID so I can talk. You'll see there's the web address for people that don't want to think it's fake or not. It's a government site. And I've told you a million times, you cannot buy a domain that's a .gov. Somebody just said it's happening in New Zealand already, as I'm sure you know, waiting for news of the same thing to be ruled out in the UK. So there you go, guys. In the comments, someone said it's already happening in New Zealand. You cannot buy a .gov domain unless you can prove to the people selling the domains that you work for the government. So if it's a .gov domain, this is an actual government site. So this is New York State Senate site. And here is their assembly bill, A99. And I'm going to read it to you. The reason I'm not just posting the link, which I will put the link in the video description after, I don't put it in the link while I'm doing the video because they will hide the video because of their algorithms and you won't be able to be notified that I'm doing the video. And the reason I don't share just the link is because of Facebook algorithms. They won't let as many people see my post. So it's easier for me to live stream these and read it to you. That way you'll be aware. And because of the predictive programming and all of the things that they've done to us over the years, people's attention spans are next to nothing. So people won't click on links and won't read things, but there's more chance of people listening to me read something. So good morning. So please hit share on this. So here is the New York State Senate website. NewYorkStateSenate.gov. Here's one of the bills that's coming through here for you. How they're going to remove your children from your care. This is how they're going to remove you from your home. How they're legally going to do it. And if you want this stuff to stop, like I said yesterday and like I've been screaming over and over, you need to fully stop complying with everything. This means never wear a face mask ever. Never socially distance ever. Don't put your children in the public school systems. Anything the government is telling you to do right now, do not do. This is how we stop all of this. But if you play along with it, you keep playing along and complying, this all stuff all comes to pass. So anyway, let me read this. Assembly Bill A99 relates to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public health. So let's go down. It's in the assembly right now, it says. So the assembly has this bill with them currently. This relates, let me move this so you can see the whole thing while I'm reading it. My camera angle is crapola here, sorry. Relates to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases that are potentially dangerous to the public health. That's the summary. And here's the bill text, which you probably won't be able to read because it's tiny, but I will read it to you anyway. Somebody says this. I can't hit read all. Introduction by A. Perry, read once and referred to the Committee of Health. An act to amend the public health law in relation to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public health. The people of the state of New York, represented in Senate and Assembly, do enact as follows. Section 1. The public health law is amended by adding a new section, 2120, to read as follows. 2120A, removal and detention. They're going to detain you. Of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be a danger. You either are or may be a danger. So it doesn't even have to be that you are a danger. Listen closely to the words. To public health, other orders. Number 1, the provisions of this section shall be utilized in the event that the governor declares a state of health emergency. Get ready for the second lockdown. Due to an epidemic or any communicable disease, of any communicable disease. So there you go, the fake pandemic. That's what they're talking about here. Number 2, upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others is or may be endangered by a case, contact or carrier, or suspected case. So just a suspected case is enough for them. Contact or carrier or a contagious disease that, and they're calling this so contagious that you got to stay 6 feet apart and have a mask on, in the opinion of the governor, so no facts here, just his opinion, after consultation with the commissioner, may pose an imminent and significant threat to the public health, just one case, resulting in severe morbidity or high mortality, the governor or his or her delegee, including but not limited to the commissioner or the heads of local health departments, may order the removal and or detention of such a person or of a group of such persons by issuing a single order, identifying such persons either by name or by reasonably specific description of the individuals or groups being detained. I hope you're listening to this. So if they just have any suspicion whatsoever, they're saying that you might be contagious, they can, with just their opinion, remove and detain you. This is how they're going to remove these kids and detain them away from you out of the schools. I hope you're paying attention to this. Such person or group of persons shall be detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee, complying with subdivision 5 of this section. So it doesn't have to be in one of their medical facilities. This is any little detention center that they decide. I hope you're paying attention to this. This is a New York State Senate legislation bill. So keep saying conspiracy theory. This is in front of your face. A person or group removed or detained by order of the governor or his or her delegee pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall be... Oh, there's 166 more lines. Detained for such period and in such manner as the department may direct in accordance with this section. That means they can detain you as long as they so choose. That's what that means. That means if they, so far, let's summarize. So far, just one person that they even suspect may be contagious of this, They can remove you and detain you in some center that they've delegated for as long as they so choose. That's the summary so far. Notwithstanding any inconsistent provision of this section, a confirmed case, which means with their mandatory test, I'll put the link up afterwards, or a carrier who is detained pursuant to subdivision 2, which means they already stole you, or this section shall not continue to be detained after the department determines that such a person is no longer contagious. So whenever they determine to release you, that's when they would release you. They're going to keep you as long as they choose. That's what they're saying. A suspected case or suspected carrier who is detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall not continue to be detained after the department determines with the exercise of due diligence that such person is not infected with or has been exposed to such a disease, or if the infected with or exposed to such a disease no longer is or will become contagious. So they added that in so they can keep you permanently if they choose, or will become contagious. So they're going to say that there's this outbreak and there's a potential for you to still become contagious, and that is how they're going to keep you detained. Notice that they said you, if there's still a risk of you becoming contagious. That's why they added that line in, so that they can keep you detained. When you read these thoroughly as though you're an attorney. A person who is detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section as a contact or a confirmed case or a carrier shall not continue to be detained after the department determines that the person is not infected with the disease or that such a contact no longer presents a potential danger to the health of others. A person who is detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section as a contact or suspected case shall not continue to be detained, 1, after the department determines with the exercise of due diligence that the suspected case was not infected with such a disease or was not contagious at the time the contact was exposed to such individuals, or after the department determines that the contact no longer presents a potential danger to the health of others. A person who is detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section, as is appropriate to the circumstances. A, have his or her medical conditions and needs assessed and addressed on a regular basis. So continue with the tracking. You're going to be continually tracked, so somehow they're going to tag you to track you. Be detained in a manner that is consistent with recognized isolation and infection control principles in order to minimize the likelihood of transmission of infection to such persons and others. That's where they're talking about removing and detaining you in these isolation centers. And they already talked about the isolation rooms in the schools. That's where they're going to hold you until they remove you from the school. That's what this law is. When a person or group is ordered to be detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section for a period not exceeding 3 business days, such person or member of such group shall, upon request, be afforded an opportunity to be heard. Oh, look at that. They're going to let you speak. Isn't that nice? If a person or group detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section needs to be detained beyond 3 business days, they got to sneak this in here so that you know that you're going to be kept beyond 3 business days. They shall be provided with additional commissioner's order pursuant to subdivision 2 and 8 of this section. So they're going to put an additional order in so that they can keep you beyond the 3 days. When a person or group is ordered to be detained pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section for a period exceeding 3 business days, and such person or member of such group requests release, oh, so they're keeping you longer and now you're begging to get out, the governor or his or her delegee shall make an application for a court order authorizing such detention. So they're going to get a court order to keep you within 3 business days after such request by the end of the first business day following such Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday, which application shall include a request for an expedited hearing. I hope you're reading this. I hope you're paying close attention. After any such request for release, detention shall not continue for more than 5 business days in the absence of a court order authorizing detention. Notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, in no event shall any person be detained for more than 60 days without a court order. So they're saying that they're going to get the court order within the 60 days. So they're going to hold you for 60 days before you get the court date authorizing such detention for a suspicion of the fake virus. Remember in the beginning we read that they're going to do this even with just suspicion that you're a threat? Are you hearing this? They're going to hold you for up to 60 days, then get a court date to get court orders to hold you permanently. to say that you're a threat with a suspicion of this virus. The governor or his or her delegee shall seek further court review of such detention within 90 days following the initial court order authorizing detention, and thereafter within 90 days of each subsequent court review. So they're going to, every 90 days, get a court review to keep you in detention because you are a threat to society. Are you listening to this? In any court proceeding to enforce an order of the governor or his or her delegee for the removal or detention of a person or group issued pursuant to this subdivision, or for review of the continued detention of a person or group. They just said they would get the court order reviewed every 90 days. How long do you think you need to be detained for a threat of a virus that doesn't exist? That in their fake narrative, they're saying has a 99% survival rate, even if you believe the fake narrative. The governor or his or her delegee shall prove the particularized circumstances constituting the necessity for such detention by clear and convincing evidence. So they're going to give clear and convincing evidence why every 90 days you have to stay in this detention center. A copy of any detention order of the governor or his or her delegee issued pursuant to subdivision 2, and what they're actually talking about is your children, by the way, of this section shall be given to each detained individual. So they're going to every 90 days give you proof of why they're keeping you detained. However, if the order applies to a group of individuals, which is all your children that they're taking out of the schools, and it is impractical to provide you individual copies, so they're going to give just one copy to all of those people in the detention center, it may be posted in a conspicuous place. So the kids get to have one copy stuck up in the detention center, in the detention premises. They're not calling it detention center, detention premises. My bad, I used the wrong term. Oops. FEMA camp is now referred to as detention premises. Whoopsie. Let's all refer to FEMA camps as detention premises from now on. My bad. Any detention order of the commissioner issued pursuant to subdivision 2 of this section shall set forth the purpose of the detention and the legal authority under which the order is issued, including the particular sections of this article of such law of regulation. A description of the circumstances and or the behavior of the detained person or group constituting the basis for the issuance of this order. The less restrictive alternatives that they're not going to effing take anyway, that were attempted and were unsuccessful. So they're going to list them out anyway, even though they're not going to. Here's all the shit we didn't do when we stole you out of the school and put you in this detention center, which is the, you know. And the reason such alternatives were rejected. Well, because we're stealing you for these sex rings. This is stupid. A notice advising the person or group being detained that they have a right to request release. It's going to be denied. We just read that. And including instructions on how to request such to be made. A notice advising the person or group being detained that they have a right to be represented by legal counsel. They're saying they're going to detain. At one breath, they say you're going to be detained for 3 days. And you have a right to request legal counsel. And then they're saying every 90 days you're going to review it with the court order. You see the double talk here? They're keeping you permanently. And that upon request of such person or groups, access to counsel will be facilitated to the extent feasible under the circumstances. So if we see it's feasible, you can have a lawyer. If not, tough shit for you. You people, if you're still wearing a mask and complying with this shit and allowing this shit to happen, you're out of your mind. A notice advising the person or group being detained that they may supply their addresses or telephone number of friends and or relatives to receive notification of the person's detention. Oh, they might let you notify your family that you've been put in this detention center, and that the department shall, at the detained person's request and to the extent feasible, provide notice to a reasonable number of such people that the person is being detained. Oh, isn't that kind of them? They might let your friends know that they put you in a detention center. In addition, an order issued pursuant to subdivisions 2 and 7 of this section requiring the detention of a person or group for a period exceeding 3 business days, which they already said they're going to do, with court order, shall advise the person or group being detained that the detention shall not continue for more than 5 business days, even though they already admitted that it's going to, after a request for release has been made in the absence of a court order authorizing such detention. Advise the person or group being detained that whether or not they request for detention, the governor or his or her delegee must obtain a court order. Here, now they're going into that again, that they're going to get a court order and keep you even longer. They're going to just keep repeating it. Authorizing detention within 60 days. There you go. Now they're just rubbing it in that they're going to keep you. Following the commencement of detention, and thereafter must further seek court review of the detention within 90 days of such court order and within 90 days of each subsequent court review. So they can say the 3 days and they can say the 5 days, but then they admit that they're going to keep you permanently and review it with the court order every 90 days. Well, there you go. Advise the person or group being detained that they have the right to request legal counsel be provided, because you're going to need a lawyer, because they're keeping you permanently and reviewing it every 90 days with a court order. That upon such request, counsel shall be provided if, and to the extent possible, under the circumstances, meaning you might get a lawyer, you might not. And that if counsel is so provided, if it's provided, that such counsel will be notified that the person or group has requested legal representation. A person who is detained in a medical facility or other appropriate facility shall not conduct him or herself in a disorderly don't conduct yourself in a disorderly manner. Here we go. You shall not conduct yourself in a disorderly manner and shall not leave or attempt to leave such facility or premises until you're discharged. Oh, are you listening? They're going to have armed guards there. Where necessary and feasible under the circumstances, language interpreters and persons skilled in communication with vision and hearing impaired individuals shall be provided. Oh, that's nice of them. The provisions of this section shall not apply to the issuance of orders pursuant to 11.21 of the New York City Health Code. In addition to the removal of detention orders referred to in subdivision 2 of this section and without affecting or limiting any other authority that the commissioner may otherwise have, the governor or his or her delegee may, in his or her discretion, meaning they can do whatever the hell they want, issue and seek enforcement of any other orders that he or she determines are necessary or appropriate to prevent dissemination or transmission of communicable disease or other illnesses that may pose a threat to public health, including, but not limited to, orders requiring any person or persons who are not in the custody of the department to be excluded, to remain isolated or quarantined at home or at the premise of such person's choice that is acceptable to the department and under such conditions and for such a period as will prevent transmission of the contagious disease or other illnesses. They're pretty much saying they have a right to do whatever the fuck they want, to require the testing, mandatory testing. They're squeezing it all under one law. Pay attention to this. They're taking everything and putting it into one law. They're putting the mandatory testing, they're putting the steal you out of your home, steal the kids out of school, all in one law. To require the testing or medical examination of persons who may have been exposed. So if you may have been exposed, they're going to force test you, or infected by a contagious disease, or who may have been exposed to a contaminated with dangerous amount of radioactive materials. There's your 5G. They're admitting to 5G. Why the fuck would you put radioactive materials into the COVID thing? Well, honey. All right, I'll get you more in a second. Or toxic chemicals. To require an individual who has been... Okay, honey. Has been exposed to an infected or contagious disease or complete... They just admitted to 5G. You saw that too, right? Appropriate prescribed course of treatment, so they're going to force you whatever medication they want to give you, which is that HCQ, which activates the 5G in you and activates the vaccine, if you haven't paid attention to that. Preventative medication or vaccination, they're going to force the vaccination. They just put that in this law. Forced HCG or HCQ, which activates the vaccination, forced vaccination, forced isolation, forced removal of your home, admitting to 5G, all in this law, including directly observed therapy to treat the disease and following infection control provisions. So they're going to monitor that all this shit works. Or to require an individual who has been contaminated with dangerous amounts of radioactive materials or toxic chemicals, such that said individual may present a danger to others. So you've been exposed to too much 5G, so you're a dangerous threat to others. So if you've been around 5G, they're going to steal you out of your home. You know, the 5G that they put in your schools, that's another reason to steal your kids. Are you even reading this? To undergo decontamination procedures deemed necessary by the department. I wonder how they're going to decontaminate you from the 5G that they contaminated you with. Are you paying attention? Such person or person shall, upon request, they're going to use 5G as an excuse to steal you out of your home. So everyone thinks 5G had just one purpose. No, they're going to use it as an excuse to steal you out of your home. Satan sure is a sneaky little wily bastard, isn't he? So they're going to use 5G also as an excuse to steal you out of your home and decontaminate you from it. Decontaminate you from it. This is a new public health law that New York State's sneaking in. And I would guarantee every state has one of these. Such a person or person shall, upon request, be afforded an opportunity to be heard. I love how they keep saying that. But the provisions of subdivision 2 through 11 of this section shall not otherwise apply. The provisions of this section shall not be construed to permit or require the forcible administration of any medication without a prior court order. So they're just going to keep getting these court orders to force all this shit on you. This act shall take effect on the 13th day after it shall have become a law. It's going to be a law, guys. Effective immediately, the additional amendment and or repeal of any rule or regulation necessary for the implementation of this act on its effective date are authorized to be made and completed on or before such date. You wanted to see which law it was. We'll go back up and I'll show you. This is State of New York. The name of the law. Go all the way up. Assembly Bill 99. Related to the removal of cases, contacts, and carriers of communicable diseases who are potentially dangerous to the public health. They are trying to amend the public health law. So there you go. Just thought I'd share so that those of you that are thinking of putting your kids in the public school that still haven't thought about taking your kids out and doing homeschool, feel free to get in my inbox so I can teach you and show you how you can get them homeschooled, because you need to keep your children as close to you as possible. And if you want this stuff to stop, you need to 100% stop complying with everything they tell you to do. The only way we stop all of this is if all of us stop complying with everything. Then this stops. But as long as anyone complies with anything, you are giving consent to it. Your compliance is consent to what they're doing. This whole, oh, if we wear masks, it'll go away. There is no virus. There never was a pandemic. There is none of that. You have to start admitting that this stuff is true, that there are no conspiracy theorists, that there are people telling you the truth, and your compliance is consent to it. That's it. You have to start looking at reality, and you have to stop complying. Your compliance is what is ushering this in and is going to kill us all. You have to stop complying. That's all there is to it. Or you can get ready for them to pick and choose which one of us get to live, which one of us get to die. And that's the end of it. That's it. Your cowardice is going to lead to death of many. Or you can stand up for what's right and stop complying. Those are your choices. But make sure you share this so people can see. If you're interested in how to homeschool, don't believe their lies. It's so simple, so easy. Get in my inbox. I'll get you going today. Share this with everyone.
Well, guys, you heard that, and I think, you know, that's really just kind of like says it all. You know, just looking at this whole thing the way it is now, there needs to be people who are getting active in stopping this whole thing. And, you know, the good news is that there are enough people who are awake. In the UK, there are people here in America, too. They're not showing you what's going on. But we are at war right now with our own government and the governments of the world. The beast system is here, and the beast is trying to usher in this new world order, draconian measures of taking your children away from you. Now, the Bible lets us know very specifically that these days were going to come when even women who gave birth and had children who were still not weaned would have to flee to the mountains because of the danger that would be upon the earth. Now, we are living through that right now. We're seeing it. These are the beginning of sorrows. This is not the end of this whole thing. Certainly, there is a chance, very good chance, that we will overturn this and we will be victorious against this. But people do need to wake up in order to keep this away from us for quite some time. But you can see now that the enemy has shown his hand, and all of our senators, all of our governors, all of our world leaders are in on it. And it's like the Bible says very specifically, that those who are in high positions are visited by demons. And this is what the Bible lets us know, that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against proud powers and principalities and rulers in high places. And certainly there is no higher place and no higher governments than those who are in authority in the land, who have been given, entrusted with the power to govern the state of affairs of all humanity. But as you can see right now, we have something very, very wicked that is coming this way. So what we have to do is we have to begin to do the reset ourselves. And we need to reset our own government. The people who are in it need to come out, and we need to replace them with people who actually have a heart and a mind for the people, and stop all of this foolishness. And I do agree with this woman. She said, our cowardice is going to mean the death of us. So this is something that everyone's going to have to do. We're going to have to stand up and be courageous and step out and, you know, not consent. You know, let them know you do not consent and do not comply with their rules. Anyway, I wanted to give you this. Remember always that we have the Lord of heaven, our Lord Jesus. He said he is the light of the world. He gives us wisdom and insight in this dark world. And his truth, only his truth, the truth that comes from the scriptures, will set us free.